There, tucked away in one of our favorite funky Baltimore neighborhoods, is an art gallery that not only feels groovy, it's one of the largest dealers of 60s concert posters. The Psychedelic Art Exchange targets sophisticated collectors with deep pockets, according to this month's issue of Baltimore Magazine, and owner Glenn Troesch joins us now to tell us all about it. Hi, Glenn.
Hello.
This is a true passion for you, right?
Yeah, this is my life's passion, yes. I've always had a great interest in music and art, and this is the perfect fit for making a living out of it.
So how long have you guys been there?
In Hamden, we've been here for 2 years now.
How'd you get started doing this?
I've always been a collector of 1960s paper, which, you know, my family was in the magazine and newspaper business, and I had access to all sorts of media and material at a very early age, Mad Magazine, Life Magazine, and I was very interested in culture and the art of the 1960s. The most visible artist from that time was probably Peter Max, and I had an early interest in his artwork, but through my love of the music and the culture of that era, I became interested in the concert posters from the 1960s. It was a very, you know, it was a whole new era. It was a new way of, you know, of expressing art and culture.
Well, you must have found a niche, because it seems like there are a lot of people, a lot of clients out there who feel the same way you do, and they're coming to you to get some of these posters.
Well, really what's happening is there's a growing interest in collectibles. You know, with all of the financial uncertainty nowadays, I mean, it's all, you know, in the news. Look at, you know, what we heard from J.P. Morgan last week. You know, people are very distrustful of financial institutions at large, and they want to put their money in tangible assets, in real, you know, items that have value. That's why antiques, collectibles, and these incredible posters are just rising in value every day. So my clients are coming to me because they know that I have the finest material available from this era. You know, there's a lot of damaged material. This stuff previously was pinned up, pasted up, put up on telephone poles. So the remaining posters, there weren't a whole lot in mint condition. And if you know anything about collectibles, condition is everything.
So what are they worth now? Just give us a broad idea.
Well, these posters start at $1,000 and go up to $100,000. And in the grand scope of collectibles, these are, you know, incredible values. This is really an untapped resource. I mean, what we are trying to do here at Psychedelic Art Exchange is bring this material to the level of respectability and value that is appreciated by comic books, baseball cards, coins, and stamps.
Are you finding people are coming in with posters that they've had for years and are saying, I don't know what this is worth? Have you found any little treasures?
This was originally a web business, and there was, you know, I was doing business with people all over the country. There wasn't a whole lot of local interest coming out and finding me. But what I've found is that opening the gallery and having a physical space has attracted people that have had this stuff in their garages and attics and basements. And yeah, there have been some surprises that have come out of the woodwork.
Can you think of one?
There was a poster that came into this office from a guy in Towson, Maryland. It was a Jimi Hendrix poster from a canceled concert in Miami in 1969. It was one of three that are known to exist. This came, you know, from Baltimore. And that totally blew my mind.
All right, great. Well, look, if you want to take a trippy trip down memory lane and really see some beautiful artwork that's worth a lot, you can check out the Psychedelic Art Exchange. And owner Glenn Troesch, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.